Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Friday!
Oh, yay! Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day. You know, I have always been critical of Valentine's Day because I believe it's a fabricated holiday, and I've been a little curmudgeon-y about it.
But?
I'm not anti-love. I'm just kind of anti-you telling
fun.
Me when I have to do stuff.
You're anti-fun.
But last night, it gave me a different perspective on Valentine's Day. So yesterday, I didn't get to see my kids at all because we had our Got Ghosted event last night at Dogwood, which was amazing. But every time I'm out, whenever I come home, I always pop into my kids' rooms and I let them know that daddy's home and that I love them. And I did the same thing last night. I walked in my daughter's room, who was four, and she leaned over immediately and grabbed me and gave me a big hug and a kiss. And I said, "Hi, princess." I said, I love you. And the first thing she said to me was, "Daddy, tomorrow is Valentine's Day." I'm like, "It is." I was like, "Do you have a Valentine?" And I thought this would be such a great opportunity for her to say,
You,
Daddy. I was going to melt and start crying right there. And she said, "Yeah." I'm like, "Oh, God." She said, "Scarlett."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you. Scarlett's her best friend at school. She loves Scarlett very much. And I think Scarlett's adorable. But the last couple of times I've gone to pick up my daughter and Scarlett's been there. She's had a bunch of boogies hanging from her nose. I'm like, "Scarlett, you're cute, but do not get my daughter
sick. It's that time of year." So what changed you on Valentine's?
Because I have a daughter now.
And okay. It's,
you know what I mean?
Because kids care about it.
Right. Well, and it's a different type of thing.
And I'm assuming now that your son is in kindergarten that they're going to do a Valentine's exchange at school today. So he's going to come home. I always just loved decorating the shoebox, you know? Decorating the shoebox for my Valentine's.
I'm not as
home.
Engaging with that as Alex is. I mean, before our event, we had to stop by daycare. So his kids are all sick. None of them are in school. But Alex, like, delivered a whole box of Valentine's for Jake's class.
I mean, that's impressive.
Even though he's not going to be there. Alex is so good about all that. He brings pizzas and chocolates for the teachers, and I don't do any of that.
And by the way, why I like Valentine's so much, it's not because of, like, you know, what I give my wife or my girlfriends in the past or what they've given me, but I think growing up, nailed it, what she just said, as being a father. My father grew up in Presidio, Texas, like right outside of Marfa, and so there's a Valentine, Texas right outside of Marfa.
Mm.
Every year as a kid, my father would always go to Valentine, Texas, to the post office and drop off a card and mail it to me in El Paso. So I got my Valentine's card from Valentine, Texas.
That's
every
so
year.
Cute.
How great
really,
was that? So I
really
was like,
sweet.
You know, so that's why I was like, oh man, that's really cool. And that's what it means. And I love how you said the meaning is your kid, because that's really, it's about the love, bro.
You know why that's super special? Because your dad is a rough and tumble, serious, big, tall, former FBI agent. And the fact that he would travel to Valentine, Texas
cool?
to send a card, that's
it's
really
so
sweet.
Yeah. My mom sent my whole family Valentine's cards, and that'll be fun to give out today. And
that'd
we're going to give
great.
Out candy. It's fun.
Look, look what this fabricated holiday has done. We're all about to cry.
Booker is crying. Look,
well,
you know
it's
what?
A good cry. It's love, y'all.
You know, it's fun to celebrate when you have the opportunity to celebrate.
I have the opportunity 365 days. I don't need anybody to tell me when to celebrate. That's what pisses me off about Valentine's
back
Day.
Back to angry.
Back, right. Thanks a lot, Sarah. I was having a moment. Million stories about donating kidneys, and people always saying helping someone was the only reward they needed. But y'all, this ain't bad. Acia Williams has been the manager of a salon in DC for about 8 years. Back in 2018, she found out the owner of the salon needed a new kidney. So she got tested. Turned out she was a match. Let's just say, hypothetical, our boss needed a new kidney, and you were a perfect match. Would you donate your kidney to our boss? Okay, great. The guy that owns the salon is named Chet Bennett, and the surgery went awesome. It happened last April, and they are both fully recovered. And now they're in the news because Chet decided to pay back Acia. by giving her the salon.
Wow.
Wow.
After the surgery, they were both staying at Chet's place so his family could help take care of them. And one day, he looked at her and said, "The shop is yours." It just reopened this past Monday under the name A New Image by Asia. Chet owns a couple other salons plus beauty school, so he's going to be all right.
Yeah.
He says he'll never be able to thank her enough, and giving her the salon was the least he can do.
God told me right at that moment that I was his donor. He just looked over from the couch. He said, "Okay, you better get ready because I'm about to give you the shop."
I can't begin to thank you enough for you giving me life, but we can start with you making your dream a reality by having your own salon. Even though the Lord told her, that didn't mean that she had to do it. Because sometimes we say it's the Lord's voice and sometimes it's our own voice. So I thank God that whatever voice it was, that she paid attention to it.
See, I told my wife last weekend, I was like, "The Lord's telling me to go play poker."
Oh, really?
And she's like, "Bullshit. That's your voice."
Yeah.
So don't cuss like that when I'm talking about the Lord.
Oh, man.
Text HAPPY to 51993. You can see this amazing story. And what that woman right there is like the female version of Jerry from Cheer. I
mean, she's just so happy.
She looks like she would do anything in the world to make people happy. And we'll make you happy. Again, text HAPPY to 51993. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thank you so much for listening.
Here's what's trending right now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, it is Valentine's Day, and that's all the intro I need for a list of celebrity couples who fell in love at first sight.
Aww.
I wanted to read this because I thought it was really sweet and perfect for today. Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones. Michael Douglas said, "I looked at her and I said, Catherine, I'm going to be the father of your children."
Really?
Taraji P. Henson and her fiancé, Kelvin Hayden. Taraji actually fell in love with Kelvin's picture when a friend showed it to her. She said, "I zoomed into his eyes and I was like, he touched me in my heart." Emily Blunt, John Krasinski. Emily was having lunch with a friend when John walked into the restaurant. She says, quote, "And that was it. We were engaged within 10 months, but I think we probably knew before that." Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi, they first met backstage at VH1's Big in 04 Awards. Portia says, quote, "Ellen took my breath away. My knees were weak."
Wow.
Matt Damon and his wife, Luciana. Matt says, quote, "I saw her across the room and it was like there was a beam of lighting shining down on her."
Oh,
she
man.
She was radiating joy.
Wow. That's the one that really, I'm like, that'd be lovely for Matt Damon to see me and go, her.
George and Amal Clooney. George says, "I knew when I met her that she was super extraordinary. I wondered if I would ever get a chance to date her. We were friends for a while, and luckily, she said yes." I like this one from David and Victoria Beckham. David fell for his future wife while watching a Spice Girls video.
Yeah.
He told a friend, "See that girl in the dark short dress? I'm going to marry her." And Victoria says, David later told her that after they met, he, quote, "went home and wrote my telephone number on so many other things in case he lost it."
That's awesome.
And finally, Tom Brady and Giselle Bundchen. Giselle says, quote, "I could see it in his eyes that he was a man with integrity who believes in the same things I do."
Man, that's sweet.
Happy Valentine's Day, y'all.
Five-time Grammy winner Billie Eilish dropped her latest song, No Time to Die. This is the official theme we've been waiting for the upcoming James Bond film.
She captured the essence of James Bond beautifully.
100%. I've been reading reviews online about it, and they're saying it's hands down the best yet.
I don't know if I go that far. It's very good. But well, Skyfall from Adele was...
I mean, that's pretty
that
good.
That was the cut.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Hey, at 18 years old, man, I mean, for 18 years old, pretty sweet for Billie Eilish. She's living pretty good, having the James Bond theme, and also winning 5 Grammys recently, and her brother winning 2. No Time to Die, the James Bond film, is out April 10th.
Lance Bass, who I used to think I was going to marry, but didn't work out for me.
No,
I wonder why, Sarah.
Is producing a film about NSYNC superfans. So there are these two girls who apparently were crazier than I was. I mean, like, by a long shot, I thought I was crazy because I used to follow the bus around, and once Lance threw me his sweaty towel.
Sarah, that's just creepy.
We would go to the hotel.
Oh, my gosh.
And then follow the bus to the venue.
Wow.
But then these girls kicked it up a notch. They're best friends from Park City, Utah, and they use their game show earnings to buy a motorhome. Maybe you've heard this story because he shared heard this multiple times.
Oh, they were on The Price Is Right.
Yeah.
Yes. And they won money and they bought a Winnebago.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they followed band on their fourth and final
national
tour. I
remember this. Yes, yes, yes.
So here's the interesting thing about this movie to me is that I guess there's going to be a lot of music in it because he says it's like Girls Trip meets Pitch Perfect. And he says they could one day go to Broadway. So like there's like legit songs in this.
Dang.
I'm very intrigued. What ultimate compliment for these girls.
How about nothing to do if they just go buy a Winnebago and follow them the whole time? What do you tell your work?
I'm sure they get to talk to Lance all the time.
Fun fact, this is not his first endeavor as a producer. He made his producing debut here in Austin.
Nice.
South by Southwest. There's a great list of 22 celebrity couples who fell in love at first sight. If you want to see all of them, text COUPLES to 51993. Billie Eilish has released a James Bond theme song, No Time to Die, and it's great. And Lance Bass is producing a documentary about NSYNC superfans. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Hey, good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah, and happy Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. If you don't have dinner reservations or a gift for your other half yet, it's, not looking good.
It's trouble time.
So to save you, here are Booker, Alex, and Sarah's five things that you can buy today.
Okay.
And not look like you totally blew it. Okay. Number one, are you ready?
Yes.
Cook for them. This is a good one. This will require some effort on your part, but there's still time to hit the grocery store.
It's true.
Throw a nice meal together before the day is over. What are those like? It's the big box that you usually get in the mail.
It's like a Ready Fresh or what are those called? I know what you're talking about.
I forgot what it's called.
Hello Fresh?
Yeah, Hello Fresh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, one of the other ones.
So you still have to put it all together and cook and everything, but everything is all laid out for you in exact proportions.
That's true. You know how I'm obsessed with the one girl from Dallas, the Defined Dish? She has tons of Valentine's date night. I'm going to make her walnut crusted scallops
Sarah,
tonight.
But how do I do that? Like, if I don't have it, we're trying to hook up. We're trying to hook up.
You just go to the defineddish.com.
Oh my gosh,
she has
stop
all
it.
Date night recipes.
Number two, a movie night home. Download some romantic movies and have a marathon. You can go with classics like Casablanca or Roman Holiday or newer films like La La Land, Crazy Rich Asians, 500 Days of Summer, The Shape of Water.
Okay, but can I punch it up a little bit? Because that sounds a little lame. You also have to go to the store and buy the movie candy in the movie candy boxes. You got to make it a little something.
I like
something.
It.
I like this idea. This is really good and different. Language learning software.
Stop.
Listen to me. Brooker, listen to me for a second.
You had me at one and
hear
two.
Me out. All right. If you know your partner's been wanting to learn another language, get them a subscription to Rosetta Stone.
Nope.
Depending on how much you want to spend, you could sign them up for 3 months, a year, or a whole lifetime.
Hard pass.
Brooker, I love that idea.
My wife would kill me if I rolled up with Rosetta Stone for her.
Like,
I
everybody's
love
getting
it.
Flowers, and you're like, here's a Rosetta Stone.
Here, learn something this holiday.
What's more romantic than learning how to speak French?
You know what's romantic if you include tickets to France?
Okay, we'll do that then. Parlez-vous français? Number four, a gift card for a sporting event or concert tickets. Ticketmaster sells online gift cards for anywhere from $25 to $500 so they can pick the tickets they want.
Okay, I like that idea, but you can't just get a gift card. I love the experience like Ticketmaster. Here's the thing. If you're getting like tickets, let's say for Rolling Stones, you print out like a picture of the Rolling Stones and put it in the card and saying, we are going. You know what I'm saying? Don't just put the ticket, like the printout from the
printer. I think you missed what I said. What I said was if you get them a gift card, it's good because they can pick out the tickets that they want instead of you choosing what they're going to go to.
That screams, like, if I gave that to my wife, it's like there's no effort into picking the events.
A lot of hating on a day full of love.
So far, the first two are good.
Finally, a subscription is something they love. Like if their dog is their world, get them a BarkBox subscription, or if they love to read, a Book of the Month Club. So let's quickly recap. Cook for them, a movie night at home, language learning software, a gift card for a sporting event or concert tickets, and a subscription to something they love.
You hit two out of
Good job.
Hey, these are not the perfect Valentine's gift ideas. I'm saying if you waited to the last minute, here's some things you can do that's not going to make you look like a total All right. Wow.
His current record is 1,337 wins with 120 losses. This morning, Sarah and I ready for Monica. Monica lives and listens to us in Manor, where she's a stay-at-home mom. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Peace, Booker!
Monica!
Hi,
good morning.
Good morning to you. Let's play, all right? Sarah has five questions she's going to ask you. I'm leaving the room, so I'm not going to be able to hear anything that goes down. And whenever you're done, I'll be back to answer the same five. Get more right than me. You're going to Pitbull.
Yeah.
Yay. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Good luck.
All right, Monica. Mr. Brad Booker is out. Vidor.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston got 22% in a poll of celebrity couples we most want to see back together, but that was actually second place. First place was Brad and Angelina. Also in the top five was Emma Stone and Spider-Man. Who did she date that everybody wants to see back together?
Andrew Garfield.
Damn. Rick Moranis has signed up to be in the upcoming Honey, I Shrunk the Kids reboot called Shrunk. Rick Moranis has signed up to do the upcoming Honey, I Shrunk the Kids reboot called Shrunk. The movie will star the actor who plays Olaf, who is playing Rick's son. What's his name?
Oh, goodness. Josh Gad.
Okay. According to a new list, the most popular rom-com in the state of Texas is 50 First Dates with Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler. That movie was shot in what state?
Hawaii.
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are expecting their first child. True or false? Joe is the first Jonas brother to have a baby.
False.
And finally, there is an Aladdin sequel in the works. Who plays the genie in the live-action version that came out last year?
Will Smith.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker! Hey, hey.
Hey. Oh, no! No, no, no!
You know silence is deadly, bro.
No!
She was awesome.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston got 22% in a poll of celebrity couples we most want to see back together.
Okay.
That was only good for second place. Apparently, we all want to see Brad and Angelina Jolie back together, which I don't get at all.
Do?
I do not like them together at all. Rounding out the top five included Emma Stone and Spider-Man. Who did she date that was Spider-Man that everybody wants to see back together?
Andrew Garfield.
Wow, I can't believe y'all both pulled that out of your butt.
Well, I knew it was Andrew. It took me a second to remember Garfield.
Rick Moranis has signed up to do the upcoming Honey, I Shrunk the Kids reboot called Shrunk.
Mm-hmm.
The movie will star the actor who plays Olaf.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to play Rick's son, which totes makes sense. What is that actor's name? Who plays
Josh Gad?
Yeah. So according to a new list, the most popular rom-com in the state of Texas is 50 First Dates, starring Drew Barrymore and Adam mm-hmm. Sandler. Mm-hmm. That was shot in what state?
Okay, 50 First Dates. Let me see. Wait. Adam
if you've
Sandler.
Seen the movie, you know.
Yeah, it's in
it's pretty obvious.
Beaches and stuff. Hawaii. Oh,
yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are expecting their very first child. True or false? This is the first Jonas brother to have a baby.
Oh, yeah.
No.
True.
False.
False?
Yeah, Kevin.
The other one, bro.
Kevin.
He's had a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Finally, there is an Aladdin sequel in the works. Who plays the genie in the live action version?
Yeah. Wow.
Man.
You really didn't. Let me look how many kids he has, okay?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I just never hear about the kids.
You hardly hear about him, though.
He is That's
probably why. Yeah.
He has Valentina and Elena. How do you say A-L-E-N-A? Elena Rose?
Sure, I'll take
Elena?
That.
It's not Elena. A-L-E-N-A? Elena? Maybe Elena?
Oh, you just add an A, even though it's not there? Elena? You don't think it's Elena?
No.
Okay.
I don't. But
well,
I could
anyway,
be wrong. I don't know.
He is a 6-year-old.
Wow.
And then he also has a 3-year-old.
I can assure
Holy
you that
crap.
Someone's going to call and tell us what the answer is in just
Holy
a second.
Crap. You what? Just lost.
Oh. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. That's
you
okay.
Hey,
you know what? Look, it's Valentine's Day, so I'm going to spread the love to Monica. Monica, I don't say this very often. Matter of fact, I've only said 120 times before you. My name is Brad Booker from Austin, Texas, and I cannot be Monica.
Hey! Hey! Happy Friday.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
I understand your excitement because according to a new poll, Valentine's Day is America's favorite holiday, beating even Christmas. Yeah. Which is amazing because it isn't a holiday.
something amazing is about to happen. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way, y'all. You know, today is a day that we celebrate love, typically with our significant other. But if you are blessed enough to have children, you know that there is no love that compares to the unconditional love you have for your kid. And that is why we are so grateful that Colleen has contacted us and asked us to let her husband, Andy, know that after years of struggling to have a child, they're finally going to have a baby. Colleen, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Well, you're awfully chipper this morning.
I am, yeah.
So let's hear why you chose us to deliver this very special message.
Okay, well, so we've been trying to get pregnant forever. I don't know, we tried all the things, we spent all the money, and it's been really hard. And I mean, I don't want to go into the details of all of that because, you know, the reason I'm calling you today is because I'm pregnant.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Hallelujah.
No wonder she's so happy and so excited this morning. Oh, that's great.
But your husband doesn't know about it.
He doesn't know. So for the longest time, you know, every time, you know, women are able to surprise their husband and their family with like cute pregnancy announcement on Instagram, I always get so jealous and angry. Mm-hmm. But now I want to surprise him. Like, it's my turn. And I just thought, I don't know, it would be great if you guys helped, because at first I was kind of afraid of being happy about the news. Like, I felt like I wasn't allowed to celebrate because I didn't want to throw this news in the face of other people, because I know so many people, you know, struggle with this. But I also feel like, you know, life is life, and I've earned the right to be excited and happy.
Yeah, it's your time to celebrate. That's so good.
This is so cool.
Oh, man.
So my husband, he loves you guys. He just thinks you're the best. He feels like you're our friends.
Well, we are.
I just thought this would be a good way to give him the news.
Oh, my gosh. This is so exciting. Okay. I've never done this before.
You're going to walk into the bedroom.
Okay.
And you're going to hand him the phone.
Okay.
We're going to have to set something up, like, you know, give him a thing.
Like, is he winning a prize?
No.
I mean, if he hears you, he's going to think he won a thing, you know?
No, he's not. Well, he's going to win a baby is what he's going to win. Congratulations, you're calling nine.
So we're breaking the news, huh?
So all right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to say, because it's Valentine's Day, we're talking to couples about how they first fell in love and what it is you love about your spouse, whatever. And
you're going to make him wake up and say all that?
Yeah, sure. And then we're going to break the news. Ooh. Look, if he is solid under pressure and is able to put together coherent sentences about his love for his wife, then you're in good shape, right? Okay. So you're going to walk in there and be like, hey, I'm on the phone with Booker, Alex, and Sarah, and they want to talk to you. That's all you have to say.
Okay. Okay. Andy?
Yeah.
The phone call for you. Booker, Alex, and Sarah are on the phone from the radio. What?
Andy.
We can hear him.
Hey, Andy.
Hello?
Hi, Andy. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're talking to people, couples. Sorry to wake you. I didn't even know that you were asleep. We were just talking to Colleen. She called us because we're having a segment on our show this morning about couples and Valentine's Day and how they first met and fell in love and what your wife means to you and that sort of thing. So I don't mean to put you on the spot, but could you tell us about how you and Colleen met and what she means to you?
I was not expecting to wake up to this. First of all, hey.
Hey!
oh, man. No, I love my wife. She's awesome. I mean, it just whatever's happening right now, like, this is just proof.
Why do you love your wife? I mean, what was it about Colleen that made you first fall in love with her?
Well, we met dancing. We were at, like, a mutual friend's birthday party. And, you know, it was just, obviously, it was the dance moves, and clearly,
I love that she's there just laughing, hearing this whole thing.
I mean, she's laughing because she knows how I dance too. And but whatever it was, I was putting something out there. She's so warm and kind, and you know, she makes me laugh every day, and she's the best person to be around.
How long have you guys been together?
Married for 4. We've been together for 7 though.
So she really truly is the love of your life.
Definitely.
could you see yourself loving anyone else?
No, never. I mean, she's the one for me. Plain and simple.
This is going to sound awkward, Andy, but you're going to need to get used to loving someone else because you are going to be a dad. You're going to be a dad! Colleen is pregnant!
Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you kidding?
Yes, you're not kidding.
Oh, my
God. You're not kidding.
What did she say?
You're not kidding.
She's like... She's laughing.
Oh, my God.
You didn't win a contest. Well, you did win a contest.
I mean, I
did.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? Oh, my God.
Y'all, he's crying.
That's awesome.
Colleen, are you crying?
Yeah, she's crying, too.
I almost started crying.
I know.
She told us that you guys have been trying to get pregnant for a really long time and have had a lot of problems.
It was hard.
Oh, my God.
But we did it.
I mean, what better way to find out than on Valentine's Day?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Congratulations to you both.
Yeah. Good luck trying to go back to sleep. It's not going to happen.
Ain't going to happen.
No. That's not happening.
Oh, no. Is that my last good night of sleep?
No.
That's true. Happy Valentine's Day.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.